It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's best singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to one-of-a-kind locally owned Fusion Coffee House in the township, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, one of Central Mississippi's favorites is our featured artist this morning. Blues guitarist and vocalist Chris Gill is a musician who believes in bringing a wide variety of tones to his listeners, from acoustic to slide to dirty grit and all the blues in between. Hard to believe it's been over 6 years that Chris has been on the program with us, but we're fortunate to have him back in the studio. And welcome to the Blues and Arts Hour, Chris. Good to see you.
Thanks, man. I'm glad to be here. Yeah, but 6 years. Think of that beat.
I looked back at my notes, brother. There it was.
It doesn't seem like it.
I know.
That long.
I know. I guess we're getting older, right?
Yeah, don't you know? Yeah.
How you been?
I've been great, my friend. Yeah, thanks. So, rolling right along, right?
I was looking at your itinerary, which is at chrisgillmusic.com, and seemed to be a pretty busy dude.
I'm a busy dude. Trying to find a little less busy time, you know?
Yeah.
A little more lay low, a touch more.
Yeah.
Come up with some new songs. Hug my wife more often.
There you go.
Tell her I love her more often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you were.
Tell her listen to WYAB more often.
There you go. Yeah. You were up in Chicago recently. Huh?
Yes, indeed. We were took the band up there for the Chicago Blues Festival. They got there's a Mississippi Juke Joint stage, and that's where played.
Wow.
And it's Visit Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we went up there to be a part of that. It was wonderful.
A lot of folks there, I would imagine.
A lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
And some fabulous pizza.
Yeah. We were talking about that before the show.
Yeah, about losing weight?
No, about eating pizza. But, folks around the country, around the world love Mississippi blues music.
They do. And I don't blame them. We're the birthplace of America's music, right?
That's right.
I mean, come on, birthplace of American music. The reason is the blues. If it wasn't for the blues, there wouldn't be all that other stuff.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know?
Well,
like Muddy Waters, you know what he said, right? From Rolling Fork, Mississippi, McKinley, Morgan Field, Muddy. The blues had a baby, and he named it Rock and Roll.
There you go.
And that's the truth.
That's it. Well, listen, I've got a song queued up. It's called Maybe Baby.
Maybe Baby. Wow.
Talk about this.
That's from a while back. Actually, I did a record, CD, whatever you want to call it, recording, mm-hmm. in Monticello, Mississippi, with my dear friend. I was ready to do another record. I had enough songs, and a guy named Virgil Brawley, good old Virgil, he's like, man, we'll go down to Monticello. I'm going to make you a record, my friend. And he did, and this is one of them. The guy playing harmonica is one of my dear friends, Fingers Taylor.
Oh, right.
Played with Jimmy Buffett all them years.
Yeah.
And hopefully there'll be a little bit of that on there. And if you want to play harmonica, I'm in the key of G on this song, and he's playing a C harp. So get you a C harp at the Fred Dollar Store. And just get you start blowing on that whistle. Mississippi whistle. Mississippi saxophone, that's what it is.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Maybe Baby, Chris Gill.
Maybe baby, you should come back home. Cause I believe his time ain't long. Dog don't wag his tail no more, honey, since you're gone. You remember how he used to jump around, jump around. grass fell and got the leak.
So good. Maybe Baby, Chris Gill, and a host of incredible musicians. How can people access that and other music, Chris Gill?
Jim, thanks for asking, honestly. You can go to chrisgillmusic.com, and you can buy my music off the website, or you can stream it on them different places.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can get it. Or you can call me. Call me, man. I'll send you one.
All right.
I'll send it anywhere you want.
And it's chrisgillmusic.com?
chrisgillmusic.com.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to take a break and come back, and Chris has got his guitar ready. Yeah. We're going to hear some live music from one of Central Mississippi's favorites, Chris Gill. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And don't forget, they have live jazz once a month. Check out their website for that.
And we got some of that coffee right here. It's real good.
It is a good coffee. We'll be back 15 minutes after 9. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 19 minutes after 9. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. And our special guest in studio is Chris Gill. And what a musician and really a representative of Mississippi he has been. And like I said, when you were in Chicago, you're going to the Northeast too, aren't you, Chris?
Most definitely. In 2 weeks, North Atlantic Blues Festival in Rockland, Maine.
Probably a little cooler there, don't you
think? I hope.
Hey, listen, you've been doing this for a while. Yeah. How did it all start?
That's a good question. I think it started when I was probably about 8 or 9 years old. I saw my aunt's boyfriend had a guitar, mm-hmm. and he could play. And I loved it, you know. And he'd let me mess around with the guitar. And, of course, I didn't know any chords or anything. That's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt's boyfriend, he had him a nice old Gibson Hummingbird. I remember that. And then not long after that, my mamaw and papaw got me one of them little classical guitars. And
mm-hmm.
been doing it ever since, off and on.
When did you realize you needed to do this full-time as your profession?
Yesterday. It's like, well, I guess it's time. You know. It's a good question. I guess when I got out of college, really, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, you know, you get busy enough, and you're like, well, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, and it worked. I mean, it's been
knock on wood.
Well, you've got your guitar ready, and you want to do us a live tune?
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
What are we going to hear?
This song came to me. I actually put this on a new, well, some of y'all might not realize this, but back in the day, we used to have these things called CDs. And they were little round circular discs, looked like a pizza. That's little right. small silver pizzas, what they looked like.
That's right.
And you could play them in your car.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, not long ago, I put this song and some other songs on a CD.
A CD.
Yeah. And I was sitting outside last year, and I was watching the bluebirds. You know, I got a passion for bluebirds. I just love them. They've been at our house since we've been there. Well, not the same ones because we've been there a long time. But I saw them, and I was just picking on the guitar, and I had this melody.
Mm-hmm.
That. Like, huh. So what could that be? And it dawned on me. I mean, you know, early morning, watching the bluebirds take care of their new little babies. I was like, and I try to do this from my wife's granddaddy. He said every day he made it into his 90s, and we asked him how he did it, and he said, "Well, I just get up every day. I thank the Lord for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get up and go on down the road." And I asked him to help me through the day, so it dawned on me: thank you, Lord, for another day. Gentlemen, I'm going to a song I wrote about a fella named Honey Boy Edwards. He used to live around just north of Clarksdale in Lula, Mississippi. I read his book. He wrote a book when he was about 92 years old. It's called The World Don't Owe Me Nothing. If you want to know about a blues man and a hobo kind of life, read his autobiography. The World Don't Owe Me Nothing, Honey Boy Edwards. I read the book and then this song came to me. I got a real good friend. She traveled with me everywhere. I got a real good friend. Yeah, together we go far. Straight out of Mississippi. We're going way across the water. Gonna be just me and this old guitar. We're gonna ride the rails. We're gonna find a little hobo town. Hobo towns. Right out of Bentonia. We're gonna ride the rails. Find a little hobo town. Them hobo jungles around Bentonia, Mississippi, they love to hear my gal get down. I by the light of the silver moon. We're gonna find a place to stay. By the light of the silver moon, just might find a place to stay. We're gonna hop a little spot, throw a little dice, get a little drink, make a little money. Money while we play, you know. Love to hear my girl get down. Reading in the Clarion Ledger about a guy named Hubert Sumlin, guitar player for Howlin' Wolf. Right before he passed on, he pointed at his guitar and asked hospice or whoever was taking care of him, said, please let me hold that guitar one more time before the Lord takes me home. This came to me after reading that. Ever lose a real good friend, gonna be a hard road to travel on. Ever lose this real good friend, my real good friend, gonna be a hard road to travel on. Yeah. Say, Lord, let me hold my baby one more time before you take me home. I say, let me hold her one more time. Lord, let me hold her one more time. Boy, you take me home, let me home. Boy, you take me home, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day.
You know, it doesn't get any better than that. Seriously. Chris Gill, live in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. When you play that in a performance or a concert, I'm thinking you're not just doing a song, you're telling a story.
Right.
You're taking people to a level that they might not have gone before. You ever think about that, Chris?
Mm-mm. Maybe so. Maybe. I'm glad you brought that to my attention again, though. Yeah. You're right. You know, that's the beauty of music. It really truly is. It can take you somewhere. It can help you. I'll tell you that in a minute about... I've been playing quite a bit on the Mississippi River.
Okay.
And on some ships, boats, whatever you want. And the folks after I play, I talk to a lot of them. They're like, it always comes up from some of them. It's like, you know, music touches everybody. Music can music heals. Music is therapy. It's music is that universal language.
That's
maybe
right.
Santana, I'd heard him say, you know, that's it. That's what it is.
Yeah. Chris Gill, our very special guest in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne. We're going to take a break for our CBS News update and come back and enjoy some more music and conversation. The show, The Blues and Arts Hour, is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township, Highland County Parkway in Ridgeland. It's 9:30. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our special guest in studio is Chris Gill, and what a talent he is, and just enjoying his music and conversation. Chris, I got to ask you this. You know, you've got a great sound. You're very popular, not only here in this area, but you just did the Chicago Music Festival. You're going up to Maine for a festival there. Why Mississippi? Why do you make your home here? Why not Los Angeles or Nashville, Chicago, any of those? What keeps you here in Mississippi?
The kudzu.
Well, that's where I grew up, you know. I mean, yeah. I got here when I was six, so and I've been here, you know, made it through college, fell in love, ended up in Mississippi, and just been here ever since, I guess, you know. it would have been fun to go somewhere else, but hey, that wasn't in the plan at this point. You never know what's around the corner, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, they a lot of them move away, but they end up coming back.
Exactly. I got a lot of friends, that, and that's so true. Miss the water when the well can't miss your water till the well runs dry. Yeah. Well, I love it here. I mean, plus, you know, it's a lot of culture, birthplace of America's music. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got an unusual instrument there. What is that? Talk about that.
This is called a blue guitar.
It is blue.
With a hubcap on. Right there, that's a hubcap.
That
that's
sure
a 1954
is.
Packard.
You're right. I didn't notice that. It really is.
And what that does, that covers there's a cone in there. Mm-hmm. That resonates the sound. These are called resonator guitars.
Did you make that?
No. The guy that made it, his name is Larry Poe Greba. Mm-hmm. You can't see it in radio land, but right here he's got his LP, his initials on there, where the F hole would normally be. Mm-hmm. And he makes them out of recycled airplane aluminum.
No kidding.
So it's all, every bit of it's metal. I mean, the neck is wood. The strings, they're metal. They're nickel. But you know, Larry Pogreba and I was watching one of the early morning shows, and a while back it was Taj Mahal, one of my favorites, and Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm.
And she was playing a guitar similar to this. Same guy that makes them. And after, I was like, man, that guitar sounded good. So I was trying to find out. I Googled and found out that Bonnie Raitt had one of Larry Pogreba's guitars. So I called him. And he said, well, I hadn't been making them too much anymore, but I know where one is around here. It's in a little music store here, and it's just still sitting there. If you're interested in it, I'll send it to you. He goes, you don't have to pay me. I'll send it to you. If you like it, you can send me a check.
Wow.
How about that?
Incredible.
That kind of stuff don't happen these
days. And it's handmade,
you know?
Too, right?
Handmade, yeah. Yeah, handmade. Part of the time he makes... I don't know. I forget what part. He makes the bodies. I said he makes the bodies in Montana, and then he welds them and puts them together when he's in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Okay.
And talking to him about Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, we all need to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know anything about it?
No, never heard of it.
It's supposed to be fabulous. Mm. Beautiful little spot. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Probably hot there, too.
Probably. What are we in here?
I'll do one called Rolling Man. And I was thinking about an old friend of mine. His name was Tom. Tom Skirtek. Y'all might have known him out there, some of y'all. First time I ever met him, I booked him for a gig because he could play some nice harmonica. And I was talking with him. He was like 6'5", 300 and something, 380, 350, something like that. Who knows? I said, Tom, we're riding to the gig. I said, you don't sound like you're from Mississippi. You know, you're trying to get to know somebody, you know. I said, where are you from? Yeah, you don't sound like you're from Mississippi. He said, look here, man. Big cat, right? Intimidating. He looked at me sideways. He said, don't ask me where I'm from, okay? I come from where I've been, you understand? I was like, yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I realized he's just a huge little sweetheart. So in honor of Tom, who's been gone for a little while, I came up with this song about Rolling Man, and I put it in there. Don't ask me where I'm from. I come from where I've been. By the rails, won't you listen to the moon rise? Yeah, I'm sitting by the rails, man, listen to the moon rise. My good time, disconnect me, I'm gonna jump that train and ride. Into Memphis in the morning, we'll be gone. Rolling into Memphis.
Memphis. In the morning we'll be gone. Yeah, I'm the road of man. I got a tendency to roam. I like to ramble and roam, you know. I'm the rolling man. Don't ask me where I'm from, 'cause I come from where I've been. Gone before the sunrise. My good girl in there sleeping. Gone before the sunrise, my baby in there just a sleeping. I'm the rolling man. I get lonesome. Sometimes I just get lonesome for leaving. Honey Boy Edwards said that. He said, man, sometimes I just get lonesome for leaving. I can feel the freight train. Man, it's shaking in the ground. I see the freight train coming. Look like it's smoking on the sky. I'm the rolling man. I'm gonna jump that train and ride. Time for me to fly, man. Muddy Waters lick. From Rolling Fork, Mississippi. I'm the rolling man. Don't ask me where I'm from, 'cause I come from where I've been.
Awesome. Chris Gill live in studio. And is that out there, Chris?
That's out there. It is. You can find that on YouTube as well. Rolling Man. Rolling. Don't ask me where I'm from. I come from where I've been.
Awesome. All right, we're going to take a break for our final segment. Coming up, our special guest in studio is Chris Gill. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House. They are one of a kind, locally owned, right there in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 15 minutes until 10 o'clock. Welcome back. It's 11 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne on 103.9 WYAB, and it's the Blues and Arts Hour. Our very special guest in studio is Chris Gill. Now, Chris, I know you perform a lot as a solo artist, but you also have a group called the Soul Shakers, right?
I do. S-O-L-E. Mm-hmm. Like to buy me a shoe. Get it? Yeah, Soul Shakers. Yeah, it's most times it's a five-piece, but a lot of times we can add some horns, too. And got named Forrest Gordon on drums, great singer, fantastic bass player named Gary Scott, and a girl that she sings so wonderfully. Her name is Meredith Michelle. Then they got a guy named Tony Berry, maybe. You might know him on piano. Tony Berry on piano, myself, and then we add some horns and percussion, you name it. Whatever you want, we'll bring it to the table for you. Get your souls shaking.
And you have fun.
And we have a blast, yeah.
Talking about that, you know, you mentioned earlier you did some performances on a riverboat cruise, mm-hmm. right? Mississippi River.
Mississippi River. It's low right now. I did it last week. I play on, it's called the Viking Riverboat Cruises, mm-hmm. is one of them. Mm-hmm. And I also play on one called the American American Riverboat Cruises, American Cruises, American Cruise Line, or whatever it is. Yeah, but they go, they get some folks on in Memphis, then they head down to New Orleans, push them suckers off the boat, and then get some other folks.
Uh-huh.
And then they go up to Memphis, and then, you know, back and forth. And so I get on there, and I talk to them about the blues,
mm-hmm.
and little stories about the blues, and where different sounds came from, and different guitars, and what they do, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I play with the band, and one of them I go on there and play with the trio that's on there, Viking Trio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
It's great. I love it. Fun stuff. It's beautiful out there on the river, too.
Yeah.
Once you get out there a little bit.
Take some good pictures, I would imagine.
Oh, man, I have every time.
Yeah,
I can send you some.
Well, listen, we've got time for another live tune.
Okay.
What are we going to hear, Chris?
Let's see here. I'm going to do one. I just love this song. One of my favorites from a dear friend. His name was Virgil Brawley. He had a band here called the Juvenators, and he also did solos and solo stuff. And he had a song, and I fell in love with it. It's true, too. It's called I Fell in Love with the Blues. So I'll do it. I'm going to just throw just a little shout out to a guy named Joey Burrell. If you got a guitar and it needs some help, call Joey Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L. And that's I'm playing one of his guitars he built for me.
Really? All right.
Acoustic guitar. He's an amazing luthier. He can help you out on any. He helped me out with a mandolin I got anyway. Joey Burrell, if you need some help on your instruments. I tuned in from Mississippi. I was 10 years old. WNOE was on the radio. I had horseshoe taps on my shoes. Sparks did fly. I fell in love with the blues. I'll be in love until the day I die. WDIA, Memphis, Tennessee. They played rhythm and blues just like WYAB. Yeah, them old Delta Beats kept my feet tapping all day. I fell in love with the blues. In love, that's where I'm gonna stay. I fell in love with the blues. Talking about the Mississippi blues. No? I got them bad. I go crazy if I can't give me some of them rhythm and blues. Del Rio, Texas, the Wolfman Howl. You remember Wolfman Jack? Yeah, we be on the prowl, I'm on the blues. So sad till I wanna cry. I fell in love with the blues. Love until the day I die. Them blues, them good Mississippi blues. I fell in love with the blues. I got them bad, worse than any woman a man ever had. I go crazy. Yeah, you're right, you know the truth. I go crazy if I can't get me them good rhythm and blues. Del Rio, Texas, Wolfman Howl. Late at night, we'll be on the prowl, on the blues. So sad till I wanna cry. I fell in love with the blues. Love until the day I die. Everybody sing with me. I fell in love with the blues. It's your turn. Love, I fell in love with the blues. Sing it. Fell in love. Yeah, that's your part. I fell in love with the blues. Love with the blues. In love with the blues. I fell in love with the blues. I love until the day I die.
Chris Gill, ladies and gentlemen, live in studio. You know, I was going to sing the response, but I didn't want to upstage you.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's awesome. Now, again, how can people find your music, Chris?
ChrisGillMusic.com. Uh-huh. ChrisGillMusic.com. That'd be about the easiest way to do it. Or you can call me. You can find me out there. You can find me on Facebook, Chris Gill Music.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have so much fun playing. I mean, it's obvious. That's got to be contagious to the people who come and hear your performances. Mm-hmm. What are some of the responses you get, you know, after a concert from some of those that come by?
Play Brown Eyed Girl. they love music. Mm-hmm. They especially when it's the band, you know, we'll get them up jumping. And like we played, so close to here, 2 weeks ago, Bentonia.
Yeah.
We played the Bentonia Blues Festival right there at the Blue Front Cafe for Jimmy Duck Holmes and all those cats. And the folks after the show, they just loved it. And Jimmy Duck got up there with us, and he did some of that Bentonia show enough blues. And we had never played together with him, the band with him.
Yeah.
But man, we hit it just like that. Mm-hmm. And everybody afterward, they were in it. They mm-hmm. loved it. Mm-hmm. The power of music.
Chris Gill, been a pleasure having you on the show, brother. Thank
you
so much.
I'm so happy to be back, man. Great to see you.
Any final comments for our listeners?
Put more love out there in this crazy world.
There you go. Chris Gill, our very special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Again, my name is Jim Thorne. I want to thank you for listening. Until next week, God bless.